Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass and Haley with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. The Brisbane City Council has proposed two additional high-density zones surrounding shopping centres in Upper Mount Gravatt and Chermside. The precinct plans were voted through an LNP-dominated council with support from Labor, Greens and Independents. However, Labor proposed bans for affordable housing targets within the precincts were rejected by the LNP. The zones raise questions on the priority of housing affordability, as Councillor Eric Adams stated that affordable housing targets would make development less financially viable for developers.
An update around the new anti-hate speech bill, which has been proposed by the Crisafulli government. Following the pro-Palestine rally on Monday against the visit of Israeli President Isaac Herzog, there was a second, smaller protest held outside Parliament House on Tuesday, aimed specifically at fighting the new proposal. Greens MP Michael Berkman gave a speech at the rally and explained that the government was attempting to rush the bill through as quickly as possible, aiming for a resolution in 2 weeks instead of the usual six. The bill would also allow for other phrases beyond "from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," to be prescribed as hate speech without requiring parliamentary oversight.
International rideshare and transport company Uber has agreed to an external review of its Australian operations after concerns over the alleged breaking of disability discrimination laws. Issues were raised after repeated incidents involving drivers refusing to pick up passengers using guide dogs due to disabilities and impairments. Victorian Paula Hobley called for the review from federal courts after being refused more than 30 rides since 2021, stating that her campaign has at times felt like David vs. Goliath. The outcomes of the new inquiry won't be released until 2028, and as it stands, Uber's policy requires drivers to provide services to passengers with assistance animals.
A council in Melbourne's Outer North is calling out the federal government to crack down on illegal tyre dumping, as it forces the community to clean up more than 14,700 tyres a year, or risk fire and environmental hazards. On top of Australia generating more than 67 million used tyres per year, the Hume City Council has pointed out it costs the government $5 million per year in cleanup costs. In 2016, plumes of black smoke were seen all across northern Melbourne from a massive industrial fire in Broadmeadows that burned roughly 150,000 tyres. Last month, there were reports of large piles of tyres catching fire near houses in Melbourne's west due to widespread grass fire that occurred. The federal program Tyre Stewardship Australia has a room for improvement, as their 2023-24 annual report shows that Australia produced 537,000 tons of used tyres, yet only a quarter of them were reused or recycled.
In an update on Israel's planned expansion into Palestine's West Bank, Australia's federal government has publicly opposed the move. A Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade spokesperson stated that, quote, "The Australian government has been clear that settlements are illegal under international law and a significant obstacle to peace." The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres also stated that he was gravely concerned about the plan and that the Israeli cabinet was eroding the chances of a two-state solution.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZ.org.au.